Young Indigenous people have lower vaccination rates, so Northern Ontario School of Medicine, NOSM, researchers are aiming to strengthen vaccine confidence among them. Drs. Marion Marr, Medical Anthropology Associate Professor, and Maurianne Reed, Clinical Sciences Division Associate Professor, are principal research investigators for the project, Co-Creating Vaccine Confidence, an Anishinaabe Theater-based approach to strengthen Indigenous youth and young adult vaccination support. Funded for $200,000 over 2 years by the Canadian Institutes for Health Research, the team will combine Indigenous arts-based research methods with public health approaches to learn what matters most to young people regarding COVID-19 vaccinations, says a news release. Like other regions, First Nations youth and young adults were vaccinated at lower rates than older people in Northern Ontario, said Reed. Together with Marriott Sutherland, a First Nations health leader, the team will support knowledge translation by communicating their findings with Indigenous communities and with the public health sector across the country. The team will use surveys and theater-based engagement sessions to better understand the lived experience of the pandemic from the perspective of young Indigenous peoples, said Marr. We are interested in learning how Indigenous youth receive their health information, and what structural and intergenerational factors they may face. Most importantly, we invite all youth perspectives to highlight the specific needs of urban, rural, First Nations, Métis, gender diverse and 2SLGBTQ+ community members. Dabahemujig storytellers and artistic leads, Bruce Naukijijig and Hoana Berti, hold international credentials in Indigenous performing art. They are focusing on the youth engagement part of the project in collaboration with Allison Humphrey from the Immune Nations Project. Together, they will co-create Forum Theatre, a performing art form that leverages speculative fiction and serious games to foster Indigenous youth-led conversations about COVID-19 vaccines.